أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 118 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, continuing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's conversation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make with Sayyiduna Isa wa ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wa salam. That conversation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala questioned him whether he had commanded the Bani Israel, his people, to worship him and his mother. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam's response was, Allah knows, Allah, you know that I had not given such a command. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam's response to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be, O Allah, if you punish them, فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ, then certainly they are your servants. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, and if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, then O Allah, certainly you are Al-Aziz, you are Almighty, you have the ability to punish whoever, whenever. Al-Hakim, and you are most wise, you are all wise, you apply your wisdom whenever you so desire. So all of it is left to you. Now in one hadith, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once recited this ayah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the ayah, the conversation, the dua that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. A portion of the dua that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam had made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying to Allah ta'ala that فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي, that person who followed me, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي, then certainly he is part of me. In other words, he is a follower of mine. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي, that person that disobeys me. In other words, he disobeys me will mean he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, then certainly, O Allah, you are ghafoor, you are most forgiving, you are most merciful. Now when we look at these two ayats of these two Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we look at the personality of these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the whole discussion had started, Mada ujibutum, that when you gave the da'wat, when you invited, what was the response? So the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had made it clear to Allah ta'ala, you have the knowledge of it. They never advocated that Allah Ta'ala's punishment has come down upon any individual. And if you look at the context of these two verses also, that both Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, people had ascribed partnership to Allah Ta'ala, they made him part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he didn't advocate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must punish them. He left it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to the might and the wisdom of Allah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had done the same, that he left it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam pondered in one riwayat, it comes that the entire night this ayat, إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited this ayat the entire night in his tahajjud salat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cried. And he carried on crying right till the dawn of Fajr. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was sent by Allah ta'ala. Allah is all-knowing. That, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what makes you cry? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's response was, Allahumma ummati, O Allah, my ummat. If these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had shown that type of compassion, then, O Allah, what is going to be the condition of my ummah? And this is the cry, this was the cry, and this will be the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. 40 years of sajda, one cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummati, ummati, O Allah, my ummat, O Allah, my ummat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam was sent back by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response was that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly we will keep you happy with regards to your ummah. You will be pleased. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's response in one narration, his response to Allah ta'ala was, O Allah, I will never be pleased with whatever Allah has given until not a single ummati of mine is in the fire of Jahannam. Now here we find that all Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam had the compassion, but we find that the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for this ummat far exceeded all the other Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala obviously will grant him that maqam al-mahmood when Nabi alayhi as-salatu was-salam will intercede. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has this conversation with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and such is the response of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and you and I all need to reflect, and we need to put into perspective the fikr and the concern for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, as we seen that this was the legacy of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.